Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome back to Weekly Conversation. I'm back, folks. Tonight on the conversation, I want to get into the fact that there is actually a Jacksonville Jaguars player who helped deliver meals to officers after a mass shooting. I want to get into that. I want to also get into the fact that there is a mother of a 10-year-old boy in North Carolina who the teacher punished because he called her ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, how would you say that? The manners are being taken away. A bride cancels a wedding because they can't and ends the wedding, the divorce and everything and all this, and it's not getting married, not divorced, but breaks up with the husband because she wanted $1,500 from every guest. Yeah, $60,000. Make them pay. Yeah, that's crazy. Yes. And if you don't pay the $1,500, guess what? You're not going to get married. We're not getting married. You know, you're not coming to the wedding. We're not going to invite you.
Well, they didn't get married.
No, she, 4 days before, a teen chooses to do homeschooling to be able to help a paralyzed mama who has been diagnosed with two different cancers. I want to get into that. I also want to get into some stuff that happened today. NAFTA is no more. We got a better trade agreement with North America and Mexico, okay, part of South America. So I'm going to get into that. And we're in talks with Canada also. And Canada's looking at coming into that. Also, I want to get into, is Jose Mourinho going to stay around at United with what's gone on and how we're not even in the top 10? So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous nor boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. Think about that as you're going through your day to day or evening or whenever you're listening. I want to thank everyone who's tuning in. But I want to get into this first because, I mean, me and my wife, we had a perfect church planned out and everything, and it kind of not happened, and my wife's like losing. I'm like, oh crap, we ain't got a church. What are we doing? And you know, we just said, this is not our wedding. This is God's wedding, and we had a beautiful wedding and everything, and we didn't. It
goes by so fast. Yeah, it should have been your first
choice. It went by. It goes. You blink and you miss. And there's a bride that has gone on a profane rant. She cancels wedding, breaks up with fiancé after friends and family refuse to help her pay for her $60,000 nuptials, her wedding. Yeah, like, you were going to have to pay $1,500 to come to the wedding, or $5,000 was what you wanted from her bridesmaid, like her maid of honor. And, yeah, I mean, I'd be like, really? Okay, what was, I think our wedding was $5,000, is less than that. Yeah, it was like $5,000 for our whole, and it was beautiful. Turn off. Yep. Oh yeah. It's and a lot of that stuff is gonna be a one-time use. I mean, if you get some fancy schmancy glass to use, you know, or some. I mean, what you want? What I recommend when you get married is pass things down. Yeah, and that's what we did. We stuff that we couldn't use, we passed it down to family. And that's, you know, I just don't get that somebody would spend 60 G's. I gotta have like $100 million wedding. Oh yeah, I mean, he got. I'm glad she left him. I mean, that was the greatest thing that could happen to him. And save him. She's that way for the wedding. Imagine what is going on if they would have stayed together, you know? I mean, I have catered weddings that were, like, very expensive that the next day, I want SOB. So I have been there. I've seen it firsthand doing catering many weddings that I have. But they... Yeah. And I made that clear when I gave you the engagement ring.
So. We both know that God gave us each other.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to get into this. This is a really cool story. A teenager, you know, when you're in school, sophomore, junior, senior, freshman, whatever the case may be, many teens want to be with their friends and family, you know, just want to kick it with their friends and party and have a good time. And this teen chooses homeschooling so she can help out her paralyzed mom who has been diagnosed with 2 cancers. A Michigan teen will forego attending her junior year of high school with friends instead and be homeschooled so that she can take care of her paralyzed mother who is recently being diagnosed with 2 types of breast cancer. Emma Burkholder, whose 42-year-old mother, Jennifer, is also paralyzed from the waist down due to a car accident at age 18, said, "It's a small price to pay for my best friend." I would gladly give up this little piece of my life to help my mom. She told 9 and 10 News of her decision. And how many kids would do that? How many kids would be there for their mother or father like that? Well, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I did it for my brother. I will say this. I help people every day of my life, and it's part of what I do in my job. But having to do it for a family member, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Because you have to put emotion aside when you're giving him his meds. And when you're doing so, I kind of joked one time. I said, "Well, what's the worst if I screw up on your meds? You see God earlier?"
He laughed.
And he goes, it made it easier when I could look at him and I knew where he was going. Yeah. So. It's just neat to see a story like that where you have a kid that actually wants to help out the family. Oh, I will. Trust me, I will. How many stories do you see in the news where there are kids running? You hear all this stuff about kids not getting along with the parents and stuff like that, and it's neat to have a story out there where, you know, someone that's dealing with stuff, you have a kid that's willing to be there. And because I don't know how, she doesn't know how much longer she'll have her mother. So it's a big thing. So, but I want to get into this because this has made my day. You know, my wife, as you know, hates this man with a passion, but not hates him. He's just not a big fan. But she don't get it, but it's about time. I had tears running down my face today when I saw that Weird Al finally got a star on the Walk of Fame. To think that if you ever hear the song, like, Another One Rides the Bus, you'll get it when you know that he wrote that. That was actual recording. It's on the record. Was in a bathroom. He couldn't afford a studio. They wouldn't let him record it in the radio station at the college right next door. So he went to the bathroom and recorded that. That's, and look at where he. You just don't understand the parody thing.
What I don't understand is how can not to your brother,
because
you do the same thing.
Oh, I do that. I love that stuff. Yeah, I'm just a big fan of. To me, it's just fun just to try to make up your own version of the song. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I think it's just kind of neat that now you can go on YouTube and there's tons of people that do that kind of stuff, but no one will ever have the recognition he did if he can do it. Because he talks about it. Oh, well, yeah, but look at how many people do it now on the internet. There's YouTube videos everywhere. I'm like, yeah, but you did it. When there was no YouTube, you got money, you made a living out of it. Most people, they might get 20 or 30,000 views at that. And you sold millions of records. You sell out stadiums. But it's just one of those amazing things that you find that it's just great, I think. It's just a neat thing, you know, with all the people smashing Donald Trump's star. You know, it's nice to see.
Probably that's
when
I would have to
bill
you up for murder
if
someone did that to his
car. Oh, yeah, that's just, I don't know why you would do that to anybody. Yeah, it's just one of those things that when you look at it and all the stuff, it's just, I don't understand why anyone would degrade anyone's walk, still on the Walk of Fame, no matter who it is, if you disagree with them or not. But that's the world we live in, you know. It's acceptable to, if it's a conservative, to beat him up, bash him, trash his stuff. But if you're going to do that to a liberal thing, how dare you do that? The whole double standard that I've had exposed on the program, you know. And it's just something that I don't get, you know. It's when you have, here's a viewpoint. And if you like my viewpoint, that's great. If you don't, that's fine. You know, but you have this world where, as a liberal, you're cool if you like what I support, but if you don't agree with me, then Lord help you. Because I have liberal friends that are like that if they love you, if you agree with them, you're cool, but as soon as you disagree, Lord help you. And a lot of my liberal friends, we just agree to disagree because they're never gonna think Donald Trump's done anything good. They're always going to think Barack Obama was the greatest thing since sliced bread. He was Jesus Christ reincarnated. So, that's kind of how things go. But, you know, it's amazing how many of my liberal friends now all of a sudden think John McCain is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, I heard liberals a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, saying, well, when Obamacare and all these premiums go up and up and up and up, and they keep going up, and they skyrocket. You had a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and you had Donald Trump. And they couldn't get something, they couldn't fix it, they couldn't get something passed, they couldn't, you know, so, folks, they're gonna blame Trump for these raising Obamacare prices and all these premiums. Well, wait a minute. Everyone's now saying, well, John McCain's dead, and it's about time we had someone that put America first over party, and we jumped over party lines to keep Obamacare there. Okay, well, you're saying that now, but the mainstream media is saying that, well, Trump's going to be blamed for it because when the premiums go through the roof, he's going to be blamed because he could have fixed it. Well, as many of you know, as I've said for years on the program, that Obamacare was just designed to fail so that they could bring in, so when it failed, they can say, okay, hey, this didn't work. Let's do a single payer healthcare system. Let's do a government run healthcare system, like they want to put in this country, that 90% of America or not enough Americans would support it. But when Obamacare failed, the healthcare bill that would be a single payer healthcare system, it would seem like a dream compared to what we had with Obama. And it's one of the things, because I have all these liberal friends. I'm like, so why all of a sudden do you like praising John McCain? Because when he was running against Barack Obama, you hated him. I mean, oh, he picked Sarah Palin. What a joke. Oh, I mean, thank God I'm a Democrat. All of a sudden, he's dead and they're like praising him. It was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm like, I told one of my friends today. I said, well, you know what? Because I tell people, you know, the Democrat finally died. You know, he did a great service to our country, but at the same time, he was a liberal. No, he was a Republican. I said, just because he's in the Republican Party doesn't mean he's a conservative. Just like if he's in the Democratic Party doesn't mean he's a liberal. He's a socialist, progressive liberal. You know, and people don't know. He was a Republican. If he was a Republican, then the Republican should have had a plan in place a long time ago. They had plenty of years to put a plan in place to repeal and fix Obamacare if they really cared about the American people. I told one of my friends, he's black. I said, Obamacare is so great that the crowning achievement's own creator of it, Barack Obama, who created it, he's exempt from it. It's so wonderful that he won't use it. How good can it be Barack Obama won't use it? Or Nancy Pelosi has all these exemptions. It's all her friends, so that they don't have to pay the fine for not using it. If it's so great, politicians should be lining up to be first dibs. We should be mad that they're getting the first dibs and they're getting to use it before anyone else. But they're not. But thank God we had someone like John McCain that was able to cross party lines to save Obamacare and keep it. Well, he shouldn't have, for the last couple of years, he shouldn't have had a Senate seat. He wasn't in any type of well-being or health to be working and passing laws. You know, the average person doesn't care. That's why when James Comey was fired by Trump, there were tons of liberals on the late night show that were cheering it on. But they didn't realize that the liberal narrative had changed from them wanting him gone when he was investigating Obama to wanting him to stay because he was investigating Trump. Now that's the problem. People aren't educated in this world. They don't look. They don't know. They don't read. That's what's funny when you get these people that go around the college campuses. Who said this? And when they, oh, that had to be some sort of racist Republican. And they'll pull up a video clip and it was Barack Obama who said it, or Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. They're like, what? I didn't know that. She said that? He said. Because they would never expect someone like that from that type, because they don't engage. They don't watch. They don't. And it's sad. I mean, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. A lot of the issues we're facing with healthcare is not a Republican or Democratic issue. Healthcare is a issue that affects everybody. I mean, we should have judges that go into the Supreme Court that are not right or left. That this is the law. This is how it should be interpreted. Bang. But you don't have that. You have people that, well, just because, yeah, well, you know, I'm a left judge, and the Second Amendment really doesn't guarantee you the right to bear arms. You know, maybe in the 1800s it might have meant that you could carry a muzzle loader, but, you know, that really doesn't apply, and we shouldn't really allow the Second Amendment to continue. That's the problem we deal with. And we need to get past this left and right and do what's best for this country. You know, some of my friends think they're dealers, but I'm one of those. I guess I'm really Dutch in my thinking, because I'm one of those people that's like, okay, the two sandwiches for $6 at Burger King, that doesn't sound like a deal to me. That sounds like I'm getting ripped off. I want to have value in my currency. I want to know that I could take a penny, melt it down, and have 6 or 7 cents in melt value in the coin. I want to go back to having coins like quarters that have silver in them so that they have value. I want to have my dollar worth something again. I mean, I used to get ginkgo berries, and I took them because they're great for antioxidant properties. They used to be $14 when I started buying them several years ago. Now they're $23. You know, pretty soon, we're going to be like Venezuela, where you're going to go to the supermarket, and it's going to be $25 to buy a dozen eggs. That's how this world is. I mean, it's nice that we got a president that's trying to look after us. He's not perfect, far from it, but he's looking after us and what's best for this country. I mean, I have friends that live near Gary, Indiana, that are grateful that they're going to get $570 million invested into the steel industry and get that going again, so that there can be possible good jobs. And that's something that I think is huge. But from a liberal perspective, they have to look into it, and if there's one thing bad about it, oh, they're going to have to push that one thing negatively, even though it's a great thing. And there probably is some negative things about that, you know, pollution-wise or whatever, but it's going to bring jobs, it's going to bring stuff to this country that's going to help out this country. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of places that shop anymore, they're pushing to have like 2 cashiers and then the rest are like self-checkouts. I mean, if I want to check my own groceries out, I'll work there. I'll get a job. You know, I'll be a stock boy and part-time I'll go up front and cash register if they need it. If I really want to. I don't get it. But that's where this world's coming to. I mean, they've already got McDonald's to where you could have one person at the counter and then you have like 5 kiosks and you just use the machine yourself. They've had that for a long time to where they don't need a lot of people. They can just have. I remember when I worked at Taco Bell, they actually had a device that you could order a thing and it would actually have like a shell go underneath. And it would actually make the tacos, and there's a primitive machine. They probably have it way better now, but I mean, where you could get a lot of the stuff made by that, and you could eliminate fewer and fewer people, to where you can almost get away with no help. I mean, that is the thing, because there's like the video store is almost non-existent, and there's a lot of things that, okay, now that we're transitioning from a lot of people buying stuff on Amazon. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I want this, or I want that, or I want to get this, and I can't. And I find out, well, to get it, I have to go on Amazon, or I have to go here. Because I always try to buy it in store if I can, and if I can't, you know, then I'm stuck buying it on eBay or Amazon. But it's just one of those things. So I just look at it from, we're going in the right direction, and we still got a long way to go. I mean, until we can get some value back in the dollar, stuff's not going to change. And that's the problem. I mean, because you can still, I mean, I would love to have it where you can have a $9 an hour job. And that $9 an hour job is a lot of money. You know, I mean, it's going to get to the point, like, I remember when people were protesting that we want $15 an hour. So why stop at 15? Why not ask for $30 an hour or $50 an hour? Why not be wealthy and try to make $75 an hour working at a fast food restaurant. I mean, why not cash in? Why stop at 15? But those jobs, like at McDonald's, were never intended to be a full-time job. They were intended to be a place where you learn to put on a uniform and learn to do something a certain way and learn to follow orders and learn to show up at a certain time and do what you're told and leave at a certain time and have budgets and responsibilities and things that, okay, you have $50 and see what you have to do, okay? And if you can't go over $50 and you can go under, you're going to help out the company. Okay, this is when you have to clock in, you have to get all this stuff done, this is when you have to leave. You know, and it was a learning tool. Now a lot of people, it's a job, it's that's where they're at because it's the only thing they can find. This is this. Trump says he is terminating NAFTA and announces a new trade agreement with Mexico. I keep bringing up all that thing. Russian stuff looks kind of true, but they're actually looking also into Canada getting into the deal. But President Trump on Monday said he has plans to terminate the existing North American Free Trade Agreement and has announced a new tentative agreement between the United States and Mexico, and it's described as one of the largest deals ever made. I'm terminating the existing deal and going into this deal, the president said in the Oval Office, calling it a big day for trade. The president said also that he will see if Canada wants to still be a part of the trade pact, leaving open the possibility for separated agreements. So we may, from what I read on this and I've looked into this, that Trump kind of wants to, if he wants to get involved in this trade deal, that's great. If they want to have a separate deal with Canada, then with Mexico, whatever the case may be. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how all that works out, how all that plays out. I think coming from a business standpoint, I think it's going to be a great thing because this man, like my dad, who owns a business, knows what it's like to have all these regulations and all this stuff and how it makes it harder, not easier, to do business. And he's trying to make it, because he's probably had to deal with all the regulations that made it harder for his business to run. So now he's wanting to make sure that the stuff he puts in place makes it easier for not only the Trump organization to run smoothly, but every organization to run smoothly. And I'm sure there's going to be some things that go on in his organization. I'm sure there's things he's going to do to help the Trump organization better itself, just like Obama did for a lot of his friends. I'm sure every president that they have, they give kickbacks. Hey, you help me, I'll help you. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. And I'm sure that goes on. But I think it's nice to see that we're actually going to get a better trade agreement that hopefully is going to bring us countries together. I mean, like I've talked about on this program before, no one talks about making America great. Oh, yeah, Trump does. But no one talks about what can we do to make Mexico better? What can we do to make Mexico better so that we're not having thousands and thousands of people wanting to bombard into this country? What can we do to make Mexico great? So maybe, hey, let's move to Mexico. It's a great place to go. Why not? Let's move to Mexico and get citizenship there. I mean, a lot of us in our country are not leaving to make another of it. We're trying to make the country that we're from great. Not the other way around. We're not leaving to try to go somewhere else. But, I mean, I have no problem with immigrants. Immigrants are great. It's the ones that come here with no visa or no identification. They're illegal. They're using someone's social security number, someone's name, someone's numbers. And they're filing taxes in their name. And, I've had my identity stolen. And that's what happens. They're finding out a lot of 18-year-olds, when they go to buy a car or something or go to take out student loans, Oh, you have foreclosures against you. You have liens against you. What do you mean? I'm 18. Well, somebody that was illegal got a hold of their social security number when they were 2 or 3 and have been using it and have all this stuff that, and then they, okay, well, 20, well, you're 18 years old. 10 years ago, you couldn't have bought a house. So they, you know, they still have to spend tons of hours and tons of time to, and that's a big issue that's going on right now in this nation, that people don't want to talk about stuff like that. You know, if you're against illegals, you have to be against every immigrant that's ever been here. No, my family are immigrants from Russia and Poland and the Ukraine, and so coming here, they did it the right way. You know, they came here with no, most people don't come here with $10 anymore. And look at what I accomplished. I mean, think about Weird Al. Another one rides a bus was written in a bathroom next to the radio because they wouldn't let him in there to record it. And look at where he is now. I mean, most people don't, you know, most people don't think like that. They're like, well, what can I get? What can they give me? What can I have? Most kids are brought up in this nation now. It's not what the country can do for, it's not what you can do for the country, it's what the country can do for you. Instead of saying, hey, what can we do? How can we help out? Now it's, well, let me see what I can get for this baby stroller. Instead of, let's give it to someone that can use it. Let's help out our neighbor that, hey, they're going to be having a newborn. We don't use it anymore. We'll just give it to them. Most people don't do that anymore. That's just a big thing that it's sad. I mean, because I remember when I grew up, okay, you would wear all kinds of stuff that was handed down. Hey, my neighbor can't wear these shirts anymore. If you want them, they're yours. Free of charge. And they just, you know, and that's something that you don't really see that much anymore. I mean, sometimes at work, you know, there'll be people that will bring in stuff for someone, but it's not as big as it used to be. And it's sad because that's something that it was big. It was a big thing to be able to, you know, to and then you took care of your clothes. But then when you bought clothes, when I grew up, you bought clothes, they looked brand new. They weren't like, you didn't buy them with holes torn them. I mean, there are clothes I've seen on the rack that are brand new. And the condition they looked when they were on the rack, that's when I'd be handing them to the Salvation Army or Goodwill and giving them away. Now people pay top dollar for that stuff. I mean, clothes that I would have given away to the Goodwill when I was a kid, now that's like the, now you can get $80-$90 for a pair of pants or $120 for a pair of pants or even more just because they're distressed. And I just can't understand that people would pay top dollar for $200 for a pair of jeans just because it has tears in it, rips. Because I remember I went to a Value City one time and I said, yeah, I was wondering what's wrong with these pants. Yeah, because there's a hole in them, if I could get a discount. And she pulled out 3 pairs. Nope, that little hole there is built in. Okay. So, kidding. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation wherever you are around the world. Thank you. But I want to get into this now because this is kind of fresh off the wire. This is off the worldtribune.com. It's also been on the Daily Caller that there are reports that a Chinese-backed firm, a business, has actually claim that they have hacked Hillary's private server throughout her term at the State Department. And what they're claiming in this is that when they were hacking her email, they were downloading the emails. I guarantee you somebody has her email somewhere. I mean, that's common sense. But, you know, it's just, I mean, But will anything ever happen to her? I don't even think in a million years. I mean, she's someone that will be 99 years old, 104 years old, and she'll be running for president. I wonder how many times I would have been, like, 50th time running for president. I mean, I guess, because I was talking to someone the other day, and he said the same thing I did. He's like, be a liberal. Let's say you're a liberal, okay? There should have been massive, not, I mean, there were some people that when Hillary Clinton stole the election from Bernie Sanders, they're like, well, I think she lost the election when she stole it from Bernie Sanders, because there were some people that came out that say, well, I can't trust her now. You know, I don't really want Trump, but I don't want Trump, but I can't really vote for Hillary Clinton. Not after what she did. And I'm like, he goes, there should have been way more outrage from the left. I mean, even I'm a conservative and I'm like, I'm outraged. I knew if Bernie Sanders got in, ka-ching, if she would have taken him as a running mate, it would have been game, set, match. Trump wouldn't even have had a chance, because when you have two people that are basically guaranteeing you, we'll give you stuff. Don't worry, call it. You'll be free. Oh, yeah, just if someone wants to let me know how Bernie Sanders University/college in Vermont's doing, oh, yeah, closed. Yeah, this money comes, someone has to pay for something. Okay, I can give you this free table. But, okay, I've still got to make it. If it's not made, if it's made, I'm still going to have to, you know, I'm still giving you something. Someone still paid for the table at some point. I mean, that's just, it's like those people that when Obama, oh, we're getting the money. Well, we're getting it from Obama. Well, where's he getting the money? I don't know where he's getting the money, but we're getting money. They didn't care. They don't care where it's coming from. They didn't care what was happening. But think about it like this. I mean, like I was talking about, it's amazing how many of these Obama supporters mocked John McCain and hated him, and now they're like, oh, he's a national hero. I mean, this whole world is turned upside down. And that's one thing that we have in this world. You know, is this hypocrisy? I don't think anything's ever going to happen to Hillary Clinton. You know, the liberals should have started World War III when Hillary Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. They should have went ballistic. But they didn't. Why? Why didn't they? I mean, but the problem, but that's, but like we're, I mean, go on Google. Type in Trump. Almost every, like the first three or four pages is all going to be anti-Trump stuff. They're trying to snuff us out. Because I guarantee you, if Alex Jones did what he had done, of course he should have been suspended or banned. But if Hillary Clinton did the same thing, oh, she'd be getting her own website. She'd be getting more access. You know, for saying the same thing. It's amazing. Like I was talking about earlier, about all those college kids when they go to the college campuses. Who do you think said this? Well, that'd have to be some, I'd say, like, Bush or McCain. It has to be some, nope, that was Hillary Clinton. And there were some that when they, well, I support this. I support this. I support this. And they found clips where Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or someone on the left would say something that is 100% against what they stand for. And they're like, she said that? How could she say that? Like they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do or say because this person said one thing and did something else. You know, they're used to, she was a goal. Yeah. Hillary Clinton wanted to resegregate America. She backed Barry Goldwater. I thought she supported white people, black people. You know, and it's amazing all these things that happened. That, well, I thought this was Hillary Clinton. I thought this was what Barack Obama stands for. I mean, they've had people like, so who do you think said that? Oh, that's Donald J. Trump who said that. Actually, that was Bill Clinton who said that, but Hillary Clinton said it, and here's Barack Obama said that, and I've got video footage of them saying that. So if you,
no way.
And I'll show them video footage of like one of the three people supporting, putting up a wall. And they'll say, and basically, yeah, there's a 99.999% chance that Trump took what they said there and just you know, word for word exactly what they said. Bam. Exactly, word for word. He took their speech and word for word exactly said what they said. Well, how in the, I think. Well, there you go. And they lose it because, wait a minute. I thought Democrats were against the wall, and here's Barack Obama supporting a wall and saying how it's wrong to have illegals in this country. It's not right. Wow, he's saying he's. And then they don't know what to say because they've been brainwashed to think that, oh, the wall is bad. The wall would be great if a Republican wasn't supporting it. If Hillary Clinton was in support of building the wall, they'd be for it. They don't know what to think because they're just being told what to think. They're not using their brains and saying, okay, well, let me see here. Let me think about this. Let me think about that. You know, I want to get into this because, you know, there's this uproar. Well, because I remember there were many times that they said, you know, why isn't Barack Obama doing the flag at half staff? And, oh, well, there's no law that says he has to. And, of course, when Trump did the American flag at half staff for a day after McCain and then put it back up, oh, he's not flying the flag half staff. Oh, there is it. Evil racist. It would be another Trump shocker. Could win him many friends among McCain's enduring supporters. He should give his former rival of the nation's highest military accolade, the Medal of Honor. He's going to honor him with that. He's going to award McCain the Medal of Honor. I do support him for his service and what he did. But like I've said on my program before, it was a 100-meter dash. Barack Obama is going to win the race. John McCain will still get to the end. You know, you could sit there and put another strip of tape across the finish line and John McCain would break the tape just like Barack Obama did. He wouldn't be the first one across the line. He'd be second, but hey, he would still get to the same point. He was a liberal in the Republican Party. Very liberal. But you get all these people that are like, these conservatives and stuff that were like, yeah, he was a decent person. Now they think he's like, oh, well, he saved Obamacare. He stepped over the party lines. I'm like, you know what? He was a great person for what he did for this country. But only a liberal would keep someone from their. Only a liberal would keep someone from, you guessed it, their funeral. But I'm going to get into this one because I don't know if I talked about it this much, but I don't know if you ever saw Cajun Pawn Stars, but there was a guy named kid on that show that came in named Richard, and he brought in a 1980s BMW steering wheel. And it's not made by BMW. It's made by Momo, M-O-M-O. They make aftermarket accessories and parts for BMW. And he goes, he starts talking to him. He goes, "No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir." And he's saying, "No, sir." I'm like, that's called respect. Well, in North Carolina, a mom in disbelief after a son is punished for calling his teacher man. To me, that's respectful. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. That is respectful. Especially in the South, they teach that. You go down South, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. I just held the door. Hey, right on. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me for holding the door. I've held the door for people before, and this lady goes up to me. It's nice to know chivalry's not dead. I'm like, amazing. His mom asked him, like, what the heck's wrong? Because I got in trouble today for calling my teacher ma'am. Yep, it's sad, and we live in an age where
you speak.
Well, if I was to say, I would love to. I'd have supported that kid. If that was my kid, I'd have supported him in a heartbeat. If they would have sat there and it had been one of these things, I'd have been like, okay, well, son, next time she gets mad at you for calling her ma'am, say, so next time when you go see her. And tomorrow in class when you see her, don't call her ma'am, call her slut. Hi, slut.
What the heck do you...
Well, ma'am, I can't say the word ma'am, so I can't use the M-A-A-M word, so I'm going to call you the other word, you know. If you don't want to be called ma'am, I'm going to call you slut. My dad said that's more appropriate for someone that doesn't want to be called ma'am. Oh, wow. I've never thought I'd see a day where a kid would be punished for calling someone ma'am. That's what happens in the world when we have no respect anymore. Oh, Lord. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, you got a Jacksonville Jaguars player by the name of Blake Bortles, who helped deliver meals to officers after mass shooting. He is a quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who shows his appreciation for the brave officers who responded to Sunday's deadly shooting at the local Madden NFL gaming tournament. When I first heard about this, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is a... That was just...
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't... How does that explain? I don't understand. I don't understand that. If anyone wants to explain to me shooting... video games. I'm glad I grew up when they were just basic video games. You know, you didn't have to have stuff upload. You didn't have to have... I mean, I know what a pain in the butt it is to have your phone update and you have nothing wrong with your phone. I hate when you have an update on your phone to fix a glitch you don't have. And then that gives you a glitch that you didn't have. My phone works fine until this update. Now it don't work right. Yeah, when one of my friends posted a picture, it was hilarious. And it was something about, like, I haven't plugged in my Super Nintendo for 20 years and I don't have an update, and I haven't plugged my Xbox One in for like 3 hours and it's updating. But you know, it's cool that this happens, you know, that this officer and officers, many of them, who got to help feed them, and it's nice to see some positivity coming out of the NFL. As you can see that much anymore. And I honestly think with the in regards to the NFL with the whole kneeling thing, you're gonna have 50% of the people think that, hey, they have the right to kneel, this and that. You're going to have 50% of the people that are like, why are they kneeling? Why is it, you know, like, you're never going to get enough people to agree on one way or the other. You know, there's people like, well, they should have the right to kneel if they want to. Well, and then you're going to have the other half of the people that are going to be saying the disrespect in this country, so... I think a lot of that, you just got to agree to disagree. And this is sad. With the hurricane that's gone through Puerto Rico recently, the governor has now raised the death toll from 64 to 2,975. My grandma would say that that was just the Lord letting us know that he's not happy with us and all this stuff, so. I want to get moving on to some interesting Premier League news. As many of you know, they lost 3-0 to Tottenham Hotspurs. And what do you think about that? In terms of, because like Jose Mourinho came out and was like, hey, would you rather, we've had crappy performances where we played, where we won, and we had, like we performed good, we just lost. I look at it from this standpoint. When I saw that game, and I was watching that Tottenham Hotspurs game because I was actually off work yesterday, I saw that game, and I just saw players that, to me, in their eyes, it looked like, let's pretend like we're trying, but let's not. There were some, they should have had some of those goals. There were several shots on goal in the first half that how can you miss that? Unless you're doing everything in your power to make it look like you're trying, but realistically you're not. You know what I mean? Like are they tanking? Are they fed up with Mourinho and they want him gone, so they're gonna games on purpose just to ensure he gets taken out? I mean, I don't know. But the number one vibe that has always stuck with me during that game was that they were pretending like they were acting like they were trying, but they just they were trying to lose on purpose. So when they had opportunities to score, they had to try to make it look like they were trying to score, but ensure that it didn't go in so that they lose. That's the number one vibe. That's what it looked like to me, and that's what's always stuck in my head. And I'm a United fan. And I want to have Mourinho leave on his own terms, successful. I would love to have had Mourinho in this year win a title and say, yes, I won a title. I want to do something else. I accomplished my goal. I left you better off than you were. And that's not the case. I just don't understand, like, you know, he kind of acted like we played great, we just didn't have the result. Well, since Mourinho's been there, and he's had more time at United than Moyes or Van Gaal, and they haven't played 90 minutes yet. Every time, and when I mean they haven't played 90 minutes, is they either have a great first half or a great second half, but they don't have two great halves. It's like if they have a great first half and don't score, I'm like, oh no, that means we're not gonna. The second half ain't gonna be good, and we didn't score, we probably won't score. I mean, Mourinho's our manager, and I'll back him as long as we have him. But I want, but I'm, I don't see him staying around. I don't see him if there's one more loss. I don't think he will. I think they will be looking because there's video that's reportedly, and this is not for me. This is reportedly from lip readers. A guy sitting next to Ed Woodward basically said, "He's gone. Like, get him out."
You said they said sack
him. Yeah, that's what they claim the lip readers have said. More than one lip reader has verified that what he said was sack him, get rid of him. We need. I think we got decent players. I think with the players we have, we should be doing it. We had a better team, a way better team than Hotspurs. Way better. I think we should be very competitive with the players we have on that pitch. I don't think it's, well, yeah, he didn't get the players he wanted. And he probably is like, these are the players I want because this is the type of football I want, and these players can't play the type of football I want. I still think Mourinho is very, very old-fashioned, and he plays an old style of football that's not as successful as it once was. He used to be very, very successful, but I think he needs to change his style, and I think he's set in his ways, and but, I mean, I think if we don't win the next couple games, I don't think he's going to be around much longer. I want him to go on his own terms. I want him to say, hey, I got us 2 second place finishes. I turned this team around. We're way better. Here we go. The club is off. The club is better off than when I was given it. I want to do something else. I want to stop playing or managing, whatever the case may be. I want him to go. I don't want him. Because that still sticks in my head. I just got the vibe like they were like, we gotta make it look convincing, like we're trying to win, but we can't win. We can't, you know. And to me, I go back to that very first press conference. But then again, I got about 90 seconds left. But you think about it too, though. In his press conference today, the post-match press conference, when you saw those. And the press conference since, he's like, well, if I won, you would complain. If I lose, you complain. So pick one. You can't complain at me when I win, but complain at me when I lose. You need to say, hey, what the heck? You're losing. Okay. If you were cheering me on when I was successful, then okay. But you're not cheering me on when I'm successful. You're giving me just as much crap when I'm successful as when I'm not. So I don't know. I think there is more drama at Manchester United now than a soap opera, and I think it's got to go. I think the soap opera's got to end. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program, and I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday coming up, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.